Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. I often mention contemplation in my podcasts, but I don't think I've taken an episode to really dive into the subject. So that's what we're going to do today. And I'll also give you some really practical ways to practice contemplation. So what is contemplation? It's the practice of quieting our souls and leaning into the presence of God. It's listening, looking, and waiting. It's Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Contemplation is resting and becoming aware of God inside of us. It's spirit to spirit, where we simply come to the Lord with an open heart. It's a gentle movement of our attention to Him, where our only motive is love. To know this God who is love, it's not a requirement or a duty. It's not religious obligation. It's only because of love. God wants to speak to you. He wants you to know Him. Jesus paid a great price so that you can have a relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that lasts for eternity. But it starts right now. So in this time of quiet, we're letting go of our concerns. We're hitting the pause button on prayer requests and reasoning because we just want to listen and look at whatever the Lord wants to convey to us. The only effort in this is the setting aside time to do it and in the choice to slowly and tenderly turn our attention from whatever's on our mind so that we can tune into God's Spirit inside of us. But it isn't a work. You know, we're not trying to think ourselves into His presence. We're only coming with longing hearts and trusting God to communicate however He wants. We're setting aside time to connect with the Trinity. And as you do, you know, sometimes you're going to sense one more than the other. Sometimes I'll sense the Father. Sometimes I see Jesus. Other times I feel the presence of Holy Spirit. It's never the same. Contemplation is sometimes referred to as, the prayer of silence or listening prayer. And it helps us to have a deeper walk with the Lord. It's not really, you know, any different than any other relationship in that the more you spend alone time with a friend, the more you get to know them, right? So this is set apart time. And it's just like that. You're listening to His heart so that you can get to know Him. And in this place, this is where we usually have encounters with Him. For me personally, my most intimate and life-transforming encounters with the Lord have happened during my times of contemplation. But I want to add this. You know, we are to live sensitive to the Lord as a lifestyle. It isn't that we only listen or look during times of contemplation. No, we're fine-tuning ourselves to Holy Spirit so that throughout our day, we hear, we see, and we connect with Him. But spending time alone with God will always be just, you know, it's always going to be important. It doesn't matter how much you hear Him during the day. This time will always continue to be important. Every relationship needs that set apart time to connect, share, and listen. It isn't an obligation. Jesus loves you no matter what and no matter how much time you set aside to be with him. He loves you. So never feel the pressure for this. This is a movement of love, right? A movement that's showing your desire to know him. But the more you taste that love, the more you want. Song of Songs 6:3, I am my beloved's and he is mine. It is this ebb and flow of love that just longs for more. Madame Guyon once said, prayer is a certain warmth of love. Ah, but more. Prayer is a melting. Prayer is a dissolving and an uplifting of the soul. This warmth of love, this melting, this dissolving and uplifting causes the soul to ascend to God. As the soul is melted, sweet fragrances begin to rise from it. These fragrances pour forth from a consuming fire of love, and that love is in you. It is a consuming fire of love in your inmost being, a fire of love for God. That's so beautiful. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So when we come to the Lord, we're coming in humility. We aren't asking him to explain things so that our intellectual minds can grasp it. The things of the Spirit seem like foolishness to an intellectual mind. This is a spirit-to-spirit relationship. The things of God are spiritually discerned or, you know, understood. We grasp them with a part of us that it's much deeper and profound than our minds. So if we try to enter into his presence, into the awareness of spiritual things with our minds, we're going to be disappointed. So yes, it is a choice to set your mind on things above, and it may initiate your encounter for just a moment, but then we let go and we allow our spirit to connect. That's why we come in quiet, just availing ourselves to him in love. And when you do, you know, you don't have to say anything. You're just there. So, okay, for those who want some practical steps, because, you know, I know that, you know, when we're talking about the intellectual mind and how we want God to speak something to our mind so that we can grasp it, I think we could probably all say that, yes, of course, I want to understand, like, oh, God, just help me understand. But this is a deeper experience. It is something that goes beyond words. Yes, I'm going to give you practical steps, but there's countless ways to spend time with someone you love. You know, there's endless ideas of how to enjoy the Lord and get to know him. So this is just a little bit of how I can possibly help you. But again, this isn't about understanding with our mind. There isn't a five-step program. This is about getting to know someone who loves you, and love changes everything. So again, these are just ideas. So first, find a quiet place to be alone where you know you're not going to be interrupted. Turn off your phone, you know, don't look at it. And some people like to be outside, and that's great too. But it's important to be somewhere that you can be still. Everyone's different. For me, I normally start my time with the Lord in worship or in his word. And both of those help to center and refocus our attention. They become doors to encounter. You know, worship is just one door that leads you into his presence. His word is just one door that leads you into encounter. So For me, those are one of the two ways that I start. And then as you begin to sense him, or even if you're not sensing him, just by faith, you can lay down, either with very soft, wordless music or no music, and just close your eyes. From there, I normally do some boxed breathing for a bit. Boxed breathing is where you take a deep inhale, where you hold for, you inhale for about four counts. You hold it for four counts. You exhale for four counts, and then you hold it again for four counts. But any type of slow, deep breathing is really good to just kind of help you calm down. It isn't really necessary that you're praying anything. So that's not what this is about. This isn't our prayer time. God knows why you've come. He knows that you have come. He knows your intentions. He sees you. He knows that you just want to be with the one that you love. But if your mind feels distracted, sometimes a soft whisper, "I love you," you know, just telling him you love him, or just saying his name, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Just a few times until you find you're able to calm down. And sometimes just these soft words help us to refocus our attention. And as you're here, don't have any expectation of what you think is going to happen. And don't compare or think, well, I know so-and-so always experiences this, you know, and they always see this, and they always hear his voice. And no, don't do any type of comparison. Your relationship with the Lord is unique, and he definitely isn't limited to meet with you in any specific way. Maybe you'll only have a sense of peace. And that could be because peace is what you need. Maybe you'll hear a phrase or even a single word. Or maybe your mind will go to a scripture. Focus on it. Focus on whatever starts coming into your heart that you believe is the Lord. But gently, as it may only be a door to something else. But focus on it and let it fill your heart. Whatever he's saying to you may be something you're going to need that day, that month. It might be something that you're going to need for someone else. You may see something. You may see a hand extended to you, for example. And then in your imagination, you're just taking it. You're seeing where he leads you. Or you may see him smiling at you. Just turn your eyes and then look at his eyes. The point is that whatever you sense, very slowly turn your attention to it. Again, I want to reiterate that whatever you see or hear may only be a door to a deeper encounter. So only hold these things very gently. You know, so for example, if you hear a word, don't focus so hard on that word that it becomes a work. Don't focus so hard on that word that if you start seeing something else, for example, let's say you see a waterfall. Don't hold on so hard to that word that you don't move toward the waterfall. I hope that makes sense. You're letting him change the scene, add to the scene, because this isn't your doing. You're just following the lead of the Spirit. And here I want to say that there are times when we make things up in our minds. Yes, it's true. I mean, it happens. People say, yeah, but how do I know I'm not just making it up? It takes time for us to learn that. But don't let that discourage you. God made your mind. He knows that it wanders, but he knows how to lead you back into an encounter with him. We're not trying to empty our minds. We're just allowing God to fill it, heal it, and lead us. As we are leaning into Him, He becomes everything. Pete Gregg, I don't know how to say his last name. It's G-R-E-I-G. So I'm guessing it's Grieg. Anyway, he's written a number of books. And in one of these books, he says, at first, you sense that it's you and God. And then you start to sense God, and you become less aware of you. But soon, He becomes everything, and you lose awareness of even yourself, because you are so in tune with Him, you are so aware of your oneness and of Him leading you, that you forget what you even had on your mind. And that is the point. Also, one thing that may happen is that, you know, if you've been really stuck in your head, stressed, overthinking, and you haven't been taking time to get quiet, it may take a while to enter back into this place of peace, and that's okay. Even if you come day after day and you can't get your mind to stop, you can't hear from the Lord, it just seems like your mind just keeps going, I want to encourage you, do not stop. Keep going day after day. Don't allow discouragement to stop you. Every moment you spend with the Lord is a moment well spent. Even if you aren't hearing or seeing or encountering Him, you are making progress. When I first started this years ago, it took me months of practicing silence before I felt like it was actually making a difference. So don't give up. And even now, if I'm worried or stressed about something, it can sometimes be difficult to get quiet again. I've learned that instead of trying to fight my thoughts, I'll actually take a few minutes to pay attention to them before I go into contemplation. So, you know, we're not trying to push our emotions down. So if we're upset, we need to love ourselves. We need to find out what's going on. And I do suggest, I've done it a number of times, Dr. Caroline Leaf's her books, her podcasts, her information. She has 5 steps of the neurocycle, which would really help you if you can't get your mind to stop looping, if you can't get your thoughts to calm down. That would be very helpful. But anyway, the further we go into stress, at least I know with me and most of the people that I've talked to, the longer it takes to get back to peace, back to quiet. So I have found that practicing His presence throughout the day and in these set apart times help to keep us in peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." So in all of this, I hope that you are encouraged to make contemplation a part of your prayer time. It's something that it gets easier with time, and it's never time wasted. Most of all, it's a practice of love. Your heart to his heart to yours. And love changes you. Getting to know him changes you. And contemplation is a beautiful, deep practice that will change your life. So if you're feeling the gentle pull of the Holy Spirit right now, I hope you'll follow His lead and tuck away with Him. You know, turn this off and go be with Him. Okay, friends, stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to be talking about imaginative contemplation with my friend, Eunice Combrink. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. This is Gretchen Rodriguez. Thank you for joining me. If this podcast has been a blessing, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing. If you'd like, you can also sow into this ministry. If you dream of writing a devotional, consider my e-course, Exhale. At this time, I've written and co-authored 10 devotionals, most of them landing on Amazon's bestsellers list, and I am so excited to share what I've learned about writing devotionals with you. You can find a free lesson on my website. You can sign up for my bi-weekly encouraging emails or discover some other goodies, sew into the ministry. All of that can be done on GretchenRodriguez.com.